Hey, Mama. This month we have been looking to clean up and clean out our home with warmer weather on the brink. But we can't forget that our homes are often an extension of our mental space. Just as we ditch and switch our toxic cleaners in our home, we also need to ditch negative mindsets that add to or even ignite the anxious feelings or thoughts throughout our day. And we need to switch to, instead, the truth of God. So today, I'm going to give you 3 simple steps to clean up your thought life so that you can lessen stress as a busy mom. Be sure to sign up for our email list to become a natural wellness insider so that you never miss a beat. Also, if you have Facebook, you can join our free Facebook community to connect with like-minded mamas and get more tips and information on managing stress naturally. All right, let's get started. Hey, Mama. Welcome to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. Do you want to feel more connected to God despite the busyness of mom life? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to become frustrated when there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? And then you become paralyzed, and then the mom guilt sets in. Hey, I'm Kristen, and I'm an overstimulated mom of littles. I too felt exhausted and just physically, mentally, and emotionally drained from trying to get everything done. My emotions controlled my reactions, and I always felt like I was behind and just not enough. But by the grace of God, I found a little secret. I could manage my stress and how I reacted to my day with scripture and essential oils. In this podcast, you'll find scripture, quick and easy ways to use essential oils, and how you too can be confident and content as a Christian mom so that you will be able to glorify God regardless of your stress and circumstances. So grab that post-it note or whatever you can find, and let's dive in. Welcome back to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. I'm Kristen Christian, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. I don't know about you, but my home space is definitely a reflection of my mental space. So for example, if a certain area in my home is a mess, it means that I'm also anxious and still working through something in my thought life. So as I clean up that space and organize, I feel like my thought life gets a little bit more organized too. But we can start by focusing on our thought life. Let me give you an example. I oftentimes find that I have to be very diligent and preach to myself to avoid the train of spiraling thoughts. Have you ever been there? Where one thing will set you off, and the next thing you know, you've thought not just about how your husband leaves his socks right next to the laundry hamper, but everything that he's done wrong in the last 24 hours. And then by the time he gets home, you're just mad. That's not healthy. Not good for you. Not good for your marriage, especially. That's not going to help anybody's situation. In fact, our minds are the primary battlegrounds for spiritual warfare. And there's nothing the enemy loves more than to steal your joy. In fact, he tried to do that to me just this past weekend. My husband and I have been praying and praying for a specific shift within his employment for years, ladies. And the Lord is so good. He is so faithful. Our prayers have been answered in a completely different way than imagined. In fact, better than what we had hoped for. Definitely took a little bit longer than I had hoped, but the timing is perfect. God is rarely early, but he is never late, ladies, in his timing. And it was just a fantastic weekend. Friday morning, I woke up and I was just in a bad mood. Have you ever done that? Where as soon as you open your eyes and the feet hit the ground, everything is just off. And you just know that that day is going to be a struggle. And it was task after task, to do after to do, looking at my husband and thinking, why haven't you done what I need you to do? Or I just wanted to put blame somewhere because I was unsettled. And I just continued to spiral. And I realized as I was talking to my neighbor that Satan wanted to steal my joy. That we have been praising God all week for his goodness and his faithfulness and his perfect timing. And here I am on the precipice of a weekend away with my husband, something that we've been planning for a long time, a specific retreat that we had signed up for. And instead of being excited about it, I was dreading it. And at one point I thought to myself, I don't even know that I really want to people this weekend, let alone have to spend time with my husband. And don't get me wrong, I love my husband. He is my best friend. And so I knew that that was unlike me. I knew that that was not the right way of thinking, that my emotions were completely disconnected from the truth, and that I, for whatever reason, was dwelling in the circumstance of anxiousness and just unsettlement as I was getting ready for this weekend and wanting to prepare, you know, my household as we were leaving for a retreat. So I chose to fight back. Now, that doesn't mean that I had a perfect attitude all day, but I followed this little three-step kind of thing that I've put together through my experience and also things that I've learned from others, including my personal counseling and just marital counseling and things that I've acquired over time, and I call it SIP. And so today we're going to break down that acronym SIP, S-I-P, and we're going to talk about three simple ways that you can incorporate this SIP to captivate your thought life and renew it. We're going to clean it out. So the first part of SIP is to stop the spiral. The S stands for stopping that spiral of thoughts, ladies. We are called in Scripture, we are commanded to be aware of our thoughts, to be sober-minded and watchful. And 1 Peter 5, specifically around verse 8, we are told that the devil is prowling, looking for someone to devour. So we have to put on the armor of God, as we're called to in Ephesians 6, our helmet of salvation, a breastplate of righteousness, our shoes of peace, our sword of the Spirit, and the belt of truth, ladies. And we have to take each and every aspect of that armor and fight back on those circumstances and that thought pattern that likes to spiral us from a place of contentment in the present circumstance to a place of discontentment and anxious feelings, just pure toxic anxiety. When we stop our spiral, it helps us to identify the lie behind, which is the next letter we have in SIP, I. Identify the lie behind your negative thoughts. So S for stop the spiral, I for identify the lie behind your worry, behind your anxiety. Worry is an external manifestation of some lie that we are believing about who God has said that He is and what He says about our present circumstance. We are called to find joy in every circumstance, whether it's ideal or it's not ideal. How can we do this? Well, ladies, we have to take time with the Lord, and we can ask Him to fill us with His Spirit, for the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts and fill our minds, and to reveal to us what are the current lies that we are believing about our present circumstances? What are the lies that are causing us stress and anxiety, Lord? And just reveal to us what it is the enemy is trying to push in our face to interrupt our contentment and our peace, our true peace that comes only from the Lord. Ladies, if we are constantly anxious or worried, that means that we are not in the present and true peace of God that He promises us, the peace that passes all understanding. So when we identify that lie, ladies, then we can move on to the next part of our SIP. Stop the thought spiral, identify the lie, and then put off the lie and put on God's truth. Change of habit requires a replacement for what it is that we're seeking to get rid of. God's truth is revealed to us in His Word. So as we are looking to His truth to identify what He says about Himself, the Holy Spirit will use it to convict us of a lie that we are believing about God and about our present circumstances. And then we can take that truth that He has so graciously provided to us in His Word, and we can replace it with the lie that we have been believing. And sometimes it's not enough to just say it in our heads. Sometimes we have to speak it audibly out loud and say, "No, Satan, I don't believe that my bad mood is going to dictate how I'm going to approach this weekend with my husband." That was me this weekend, right? "No, Satan, I'm not going to think about all of the things that I haven't gotten done before this trip or all of the things I wish my husband were doing instead of what he's doing right now. But instead, Lord, I am going to focus on the blessings and the gratefulness, the gratitude, Lord, of this present circumstance, of Your faithfulness in every circumstance, whether that be the situation that we desire, that we have prayed for, or an unideal situation, a trial maybe, Lord, that You are using to refine us and to sanctify us." So ladies, however you can, get into the Word, whether that's through a podcast, through audio reading of the Bible, but especially quiet time. We have to quiet ourselves so that we can connect with God and we can learn and discern what His will is, what His truth is. And by the help of the Holy Spirit, ladies, He will do it and He will transform our thought life. But we have to put work into that too. It's not just a let go and let God, because the spiritual warfare is an active war, an active battle for that mental space. So ladies, if you can, try to incorporate a quiet time, even if it's just 5 to 10 minutes before bed, or maybe when you wake up, or if you like to take baths, or even if you have to lock yourself in the closet like I do sometimes because my kids are going nuts and I just need a moment to rework my thought life to make sure that my thoughts and my emotions identify with what God's truth says. Then if you have a consistent negative thought pattern that you see over and over again, maybe it's about a circumstance, maybe it's about a person or people, then write down God's truth so that one, you've written it down to put it better to memory, but two, that you can be reminded of it, to meditate on it, to pray over it, to ask the Spirit to fill you with His peace, His patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, ultimately with the thoughts that we allow in our minds. So ladies, this week, I want to know how you're going to implement SIP into your everyday thought life to stop the thought spiral, identify the lies behind your worry, and put off that lie and put on God's truth. I would love to hear from you. You can email me at naturalwellnessforbusymoms@gmail.com and let me know how you've been able to incorporate SIP into your lifestyle. Or you can join our free Facebook community and let me know how you've been working SIP into your day-to-day thought life and how connecting to God, despite your circumstance, has improved that shadowy area, right? That cobwebbed area, if you will. So ladies, let's clean up and clean out our thought life, renew our minds to be vigilant and to be watchful and to cling to God's truth as we go about our day-to-day tasks. And remember, those day-to-day tasks are ordained by God. No matter how meaningless they may seem or how dull they may seem, or whether it's the fifth time we've been asked to fill up a cup of water or wipe a butt or change a diaper, they are all God-ordained tasks that we can do faithfully to His glory, because we're not called to be perfect. We are only called to be faithful. I'll see you back on Wednesday for another episode of how you can ditch and switch toxic cleaners for another area of your home. Until next time, Mama. Hey, Mama. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend? If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you haven't yet, please leave a quick written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It just really lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. Remember, Mama, if God has called you to be in this present circumstance, He will equip you to get through it. Until next time.